chapter 7, the immutability of God. Immutability is one of the divine perfections which is not sufficiently pondered. It is one of the excellencies of the Creator which distinguishes Him from all creatures. God is perpetually the same, subject to no change in His being, attributes, or determinations. Therefore, God is compared to a rock, Deuteronomy 32:4, etc., which remains immovable when the entire ocean surrounding it is continually in a fluctuating state. Even so, though all creatures are subject to change, God is immutable. Because God has no beginning and no ending, He can know no change. He is everlastingly the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. James 1:17. First, God is immutable in His essence. His nature and being are infinite and so subject to no mutations. There never was a time when He was not. There never will come a time when He shall cease to be. God has neither evolved, grown, nor improved. All that He is today, He has ever been and ever will be. I am the Lord, I change not, Malachi 3:6, is His own unqualified affirmation. He cannot change for the better, for He is already perfect, and being perfect, He cannot change for the worse. Altogether unaffected by anything outside Himself, improvement or deterioration is impossible. He is perpetually the same. He can only say, I am that I am, Exodus 3:14. He is altogether uninfluenced by the flight of time. There is no wrinkle upon the brow of eternity. Therefore, His power can never diminish, nor His glory ever fade. Secondly, God is immutable in His attributes. Whatever the attributes of God were before the universe was called into existence, they are precisely the same now and will remain so forever. Necessarily so, for they are the very perfections, the essential qualities of His being. Semper idem, always the same, is written across every one of them. His power is unabated, His wisdom undiminished, His holiness unsullied. The attributes of God can no more change than deity can cease to be. His veracity is immutable, for His word is forever settled in heaven. Psalm 119:89. His love is eternal. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Jeremiah 31:3. And having loved His own which were in the world, He loved them unto the end. John 13:1. His mercy ceases not, for it is everlasting. Psalm 100 verse 5. Third, God is immutable in His counsel. His will never varies. Perhaps some are ready to object that we ought to read the following: and it repented the Lord that He had made man, Genesis 6:6. Our first reply is, then do the Scriptures contradict themselves? No, that cannot be. Numbers 23:19 is plain enough. God is not a man that He should lie, neither the son of man that He should repent. So also in 1 Samuel 15:29, the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for He is not a man that He should repent. The explanation is very simple. When speaking of Himself, God frequently accommodates His language to our limited capacities. He describes Himself as clothed with bodily members, as eyes, ears, hands, etc. He speaks of Himself as waking, Psalm 78:65, as rising early, Jeremiah 7:13. Yet He neither slumbers nor sleeps. When He institutes a change in His dealings with men, He describes His course of conduct as repenting. Yes, God is immutable in His counsel. The gifts and callings of God are without repentance. Romans 11:29. It must be so, for He is in one mind, and who can turn Him? And what His soul desireth, even that He doeth. Job 23:13. Change and decay in all around we see. May He who changes not abide with thee. God's purpose never alters. One of two things causes a man to change his mind and reverse his plans: want or lack of foresight to anticipate everything, or lack of power to execute them. But as God is both omniscient and omnipotent, there is never any need for Him to revise His decrees. No, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of His heart to all generations. Psalm 33:11. Therefore do we read of the immutability of His counsel. Hebrews 6:17. Herein we may perceive the infinite distance which separates the highest creature from the Creator. Creaturehood and mutability are correlative terms. If the creature was not mutable by nature, it would not be a creature. It would be God. By nature, we tend towards nothingness, since we came from nothing. Nothing stays our annihilation but the will and sustaining power of God. None can sustain himself a single moment. We are entirely dependent on the Creator for every breath we draw. We gladly own with the psalmist, "Thou holdest our soul in life," Psalm 66, verse 9. The realization of this ought to make us lie down under a sense of our own nothingness in the presence of Him in whom we live and move and have our being, Acts 17:28. As fallen creatures, we are not only mutable, but everything in us is opposed to God. As such, we are wandering stars, Jude 13, out of our proper orbit. The wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, Isaiah 57:20. Fallen man is inconstant. The words of Jacob concerning Reuben apply with full force in all of Adam's descendants. Unstable as water, Genesis 49:4. Thus it is not only a mark of piety, but also the part of wisdom to heed that injunction, cease from man, Isaiah 2:22. No human being is to be dependent on. Put not your trust in princes, in the Son of Man in whom is no help, Psalm 146, verse 3. If I disobey God, then I deserve to be deceived and disappointed by my fellows. People who like you today may hate you tomorrow. People who like you today may hate you tomorrow. The multitude who cried, "Hosanna to the Son of David," speedily changed to, "Away with him, crucify him." Herein is solid comfort. Human nature cannot be relied upon, but God can. However unstable I may be, however fickle my friends may prove, God changes not. If he varied as we do, if he willed one thing today and another tomorrow, if he were controlled by caprice, who could confide in him? But all praise to his glorious name. He is ever the same. His purpose is fixed. His will is stable. His word is sure. Here then is a rock on which we may fix our feet while the mighty torrent is sweeping away everything around us. The permanence of God's character guarantees the fulfillment of his promises. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, that hath mercy on thee, Isaiah 54:10. Herein is encouragement to prayer. Quote, this is a quote from Stephen Charnock in 1670. What comfort would it be to pray to a God, little g, that like a chameleon change color every moment? Who would put up a petition to an earthly prince that was so mutable as to grant a petition one day and deny it on another? End quote. Should someone ask, but what is the use of praying to one whose will is already fixed? We answer, because he so requires it. What blessings has God promised without our seeking them? If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us, 1 John 5:14, and he has willed everything that is for his child's good. To ask for anything contrary to his will is not prayer, but rank rebellion. Herein is terror for the wicked. Those who defy him, who break his laws, who have no concern for his glory, but who live their lives as though he existed not, must not suppose that when at the last they shall cry to him for mercy, he will alter his will, revoke his word, and rescind his awful threatenings. No, he has declared, "Therefore will I also deal in fury. Mine eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity. And though they cry in mine ear with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them." Ezekiel 8:18. God will not deny himself to gratify their lust. God is holy, unchangingly so. Therefore God hates sin, eternally hates it. Hence the eternality of the punishment of all who die in their sins. A quote from John Dick, 1850. Quote, "The divine immutability, like the cloud which interposed between the Israelites and the Egyptian army, has a dark as well as a light side. It ensures the execution of his threatenings as well as the performance of his promises, and destroys the hope which the guilty fondly cherish, and he will be all lenity to his frail and erring creatures, and that they will be much more lightly dealt with than the declarations of his own word would lead us to expect. We oppose to those deceitful and presumptuous speculations the solemn truth that God is unchanging in veracity and purpose, in faithfulness and justice." End quote.
Stillwater's Revival Books is now located at PuritanDownloads.com. It's your worldwide online Reformation home for the very best in free and discounted classic and contemporary Puritan and Reformed books, MP3s, and videos. For much more information on the Puritans and Reformers, including the best free and discounted classic and contemporary books, MP3s, digital downloads, and videos, please visit Stillwater's Revival Books at PuritanDownloads.com. Stillwater's Revival Books also publishes the Puritan Hard Drive, the most powerful and practical Christian study tool ever produced. All thanks and glory be to the mercy, grace, and love of the Lord Jesus Christ for this remarkable and wonderful new Christian study tool. The Puritan Hard Drive contains over 12,500 of the best Reformation books, MP3s, and videos ever gathered onto one portable Christian study tool. An extraordinary collection of Puritan, Protestant, Calvinistic, Presbyterian, Covenanter, and Reformed Baptist resources. It's fully upgradable and it's small enough to fit in your pocket. The Puritan Hard Drive combines an embedded database containing many millions of records with the most amazing and extraordinary custom Christian search and research software ever created. The Puritan Hard Drive has been produced to assist you in the fascinating and exhilarating spiritual, intellectual, familial, ecclesiastical, and societal adventure that is living the Christian life. It has been specifically designed so that you might more faithfully know, serve, and love the Lord Jesus Christ, as well as to help you to do all you can to bring glory to His great name. If you want to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, then the Puritan Hard Drive is for you. Visit PuritanDownloads.com today for much more information on the Puritan Hard Drive and to take advantage of all the free and discounted Reformation and Puritan books, MP3s, and videos that we offer at Stillwater's Revival Books.